from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What I have a question for you today came up last night at the bar. We're here. We're at the Circa Millions and Circa Survivor for their big weekend where they're getting everybody registered. And so we had a chance to catch up with one of the previous winners. But because before that conversation, someone said, hey, if you won $16 million, would you quit your job? And I said, I'd be gone tomorrow. I would quit. So he's like, you're a liar. You'd still work. It was Zach Gelb, actually,
Over
at Infinity Sports Network. He said, you're full of it. And so we asked the gentleman who won like $1 million
wearing
bucks,
a blue jacket.
Wearing a blue jacket, if he quit his job when he was done. He's like, are you kidding? No. And then he said, what do you, I mean, he's like, no, I wouldn't give the money back and the taxes and after all that stuff. It's not as much as you think, but yeah. No, I didn't quit my job.
Because I think he won. He split it with some friends. So he won, you know, $700,000+. And we're like, do you still have a full-time job? He's like, yes.
So the question I have for you is, what is the amount of money someone would have to give you today to stop working forever? Not quit your job. That's a different thing because I could just find another job. To never work another day in your life, what is the dollar amount someone would have to cut a check to you today?
I think we're right around the dollar amount. I think
$10 million
has to be over 10. It has to be over 10.
Yeah. $10 million and I'm gone.
I think it has to be. That's with taxes and everything?
Yeah, $10 million clean.
Clean?
I think $10 million fresh.
I think $15 million or more.
Drew, what's your number?
Well, I've said on the show on record multiple times that if I won the lottery, I would still keep on working. So I feel like my number is like, you give me $100 million, $200 million, maybe.
$10 million and I'd quit.
Has to be north of 10, though. Cody's number is getting by the day.
Here's the thing about the 10. If it's 10 tax-free, $8 million directly into the bank account, right, directly into the interest-bearing accounts that will just let me live off of the interest forever, then the rest of that's more than enough to set up the rest of whatever lifestyle I'm thinking. I don't need to live in a 17-bedroom house. That's never really been my vibe anyway. So, I could figure out a way to be like, all right, this $2 million's going to, I don't know, buy a new car, buy a new house, set yourself up, do anything you need to do, have like some runway so that you don't have to dip into the interest part of the account for a couple of years. And then a couple of years after that, then I could just live off the interest for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I think it's got to be north of $10 million to just be like, I'm actually done.
Well, because I think that's the thing. So let me give you an example, Cody. If I get $10 million and I'm like, I'm done, but I still do my podcast, that doesn't count, right?
I wouldn't do that. Like, I know that we make this joke on this show that I, like most people in radio, want attention. Be like, well, where would you get that attention? Anywhere. I don't care. I'll be fine. I don't need to host a podcast. You wouldn't hear me. It'll be like, the Cody Tapp Show, a one-hour podcast, 3 days a week. No, I'd just be done. Like, what I'm asking you is the number for you to quit it. Not like it's a choice. The number for you to go away. They're saying, Alex, no more media. You're done. It's over. You got to quit it. You got to hang it all up. No betting show, no Cody and Gold, no podcast. You're done. The rest of your life, you don't do any more media stuff. You just live off your money.
And never have any other job, period.
I think that number is at least $100 million for me.
It's $10 million or more. It's above $10
million. I think it's at least $100 million. Because
$100 million, I think that is way too high.
I like what I do too much for me to not do.
I don't know $100 million like it.
I think it's got to be the minimum, though, is 10, Cody. Because if you start going
anything
under that, it's not. It's what's that, Drew?
For me to not do anything for the rest of my life. Like me,
well, nobody can play golf.
You
can bake. I don't care what you do with your time. You just can't do media.
Yeah, you have to give me at least $100 million.
Okay. All right. That just seems very, very high. Someone says $1 billion. Okay.
All right. That,
how much do you like your job, sir?
That's very.
Like, you could still go, like, I could go teach at UMKC. You could go teach at a high school. I don't care what you do with the rest of your time. You just have to quit media forever.
I'm not teaching 16-year-old kids if I've got $15 million in the bank. I'll say that. Are you kidding me?
No.
Why would I deal with that? Are you kidding
me? Just whatever, you know, whatever your possible other passion is, man. That's all.
Absolutely not. That's like the last, like, I'm all about, like, but not if you also have 15 million, not that age group, too. That seems like the worst. A bunch of, like, smart-ass.
No, middle school's the worst.
16-year-olds.
Middle school is the most awkward time of every single person's life. Middle school is the grade I'd never teach. Not a million years.
I mean, yeah.
High school, there's, you know, like, you're still going through some stuff, but, you know, it's high school. Middle school?
Someone says you guys should have had, when you had the owner of the casino on, if he still works and he's a billionaire. A little bit different. He's living a life every single day.
Every single day. Technically, he still is working if he's still the owner.
That's true.
You know.
But it was funny last night at this happy hour. There was all these past winners wearing their blue jackets. Everybody that had won the contest, and so we were getting their thoughts on, you know, what it was like. Also, and then just how did it come together? He said the guy that we talked to, he won the contest, and some buddies said, "Hey, I'm in for $1,300."
He's like, "You want to go halvesies?"
And he's like, "Yeah, sure, why not?" And the next thing you know, they end up winning the contest. They chopped it up. I mean, that's how it can happen, man. That's how it can happen.
That's a wild way for it.
You
to
split
happen.
The money up. Next thing you know, you're wearing a blue jacket. It's that simple.
Look, I love my job enough that I'm still down.
Dude, $25 million, you quit today. We'd never hear from Drew again.
Drew's saying it's going to take $100 million for him to not work.
If I won $90 million, I would be at work tomorrow, and I'd be at work a year from now. I'd still be doing the podcast. We'd still be talking about – I'd still be in contact with you guys 100%.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.